This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The clock keeps ticking and investigations continue on Assange and Snowden. Whatever happened to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks and Edward Snowden of NSA MegaLeaks? Well, Assange has now done 1,000 days in the Ecuadorian embassy in London where he received political asylum, and Snowden remains in Russia where he's been given a 3-year visitor visa. Amazingly, though, the investigations by the USA and the hard feelings from the administration continue unabated. On the whole, Snowden seems in better shape than Assange. He has become quite the video star, appearing frequently via big-screen internet connections everywhere from college campuses to Austin's South-Southwest extravaganza, as well as a starring role in the Oscar-winning documentary Citizen Four. He might even be able to take comfort from the 10.5-hour mini-filibuster that Senator Rand Paul waged on the floor the other day to prevent renewal of the Patriot Act because of the privacy breaches proven by Snowden. Assange is quite simply a more complicated character and harder to like on almost every count. And then there's that rape charge in Sweden, which, right or wrong, has an undeniable ick factor that's hard to get by. The endgame on Snowden will be long-running and would require a plea deal under a different president and Congress, along with detente with Russia. Count on the fact that he is going to know another language pretty well before he ever sets foot on American soil again. Assange, amazingly, may be near a break in his case. The stalemate seems to be breaking on the question of being interviewed by the Swedish prosecutor. It's hard to remember that Assange has never actually been charged with a crime in Sweden. He's been avoiding the domino effect that appearing in Sweden for the interview could subject him to extradition to the U.S. on charges of espionage, which Michael Ratner, his lawyer with the U.S.-based Center for Constitutional Rights, calls the classic political crime. An exchange on this issue between Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! And Ratner illuminates his situation pretty well. Goodman says the director of public prosecutions in Sweden, Marianne Nye, issued a statement. She wrote, quote, "My view has always been that to perform an interview with him at the Ecuadorian embassy in London would lower the quality of the interview, and that he would not need to be present in Sweden in any case should there be a trial in the future. Now that time is of essence, I've viewed it therefore necessary to accept such deficiencies in the investigation and likewise take the risk that the interview does not move the case forward." Michael Ratner then replied, "Yeah, well, she's not telling the truth there. The Swedish Supreme Court just issued an order to the prosecutor saying, explain the investigatory delay in this case. The lower court said to her, the case has not proceeded according to Swedish law. So it's not right. She could have done this questioning a long time ago. Of course, one of the big problems with this is that meanwhile, the U.S. has continued its intensive investigation of Julian Assange. Just a few weeks ago, they admitted they were going forward with an espionage investigation." As always, it's hard to keep up with these cases once they fall from the front pages to the back pages to no news at all, but these fellows are more than mere footnotes to current events. So it's worth keeping an eye on whether or not they remain isolated in foreign lands as men without countries forever, as prisoners of conscience and action. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.